Let's try it again. Good morning. Good morning. I want to apologize for some of the technical difficulties going on here, but the devil is a lie. He is not going to hinder this broadcast. Amen. You have your Bible, your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. Let's go. We are in our new season, 5785. Remember, this is God's calendar. It's not man's calendar. And first of all, let me just welcome everyone. My name is Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. I'm going to say it again. The word was with God, and the word was God. Can we say that again? The word was with God, and the word was God. So you cannot separate God from his word. I'm going to say it again. You cannot separate God from his word. So once we get into the habit of going to the Word, going to the Father first, now we're accessing our super nature. And when God puts his super on our natural, now we're able to do the supernatural. When he puts his extra on our ordinary, now we're able to do extraordinary things. The Bible says, signs and wonders shall follow you. It didn't say follow God. God put us in authority. He gave us the earth. Oh, come on now. See, y'all gonna make me. Let's go here. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, we come anything that would come against our spirit, soul, and body. Father, we come against anything that would come against our finances, our glory, our soul, our bodies. Father, I speak against infections, diseases, our glory. Viral, bacterial. Father, I come against cancers, heart failures, high glory. Woo, glory. Father, I come against congestive heart failure. Father, I come against high glory. Father, I come against anything that would come against you and your word and your purpose. The devil is a liar. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Everyone that is under the sound of my voice, when they hear the word and they receive the word, they shall activate the season of multiplied and abundant grace in their life. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Woo, my God, no weapon, no weapon. Father, we come against every spiritual weapon of depression, oppression. Father, we come against mental health issues. Father, we come against depression and bipolar, schizophrenia. Father, we come against Alzheimer's, dementia. Father, anything that would come against the memory functions, oh God. Woo, anything that would cause your sons and daughters not to see clearly, not to be able to comprehend and understand clearly. Father, you said, with all you're getting, get understanding. And Father, right now, we just give you all the glory. And Father, we just bless you. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Father, I thank you. We bless you right now. We magnify you. We magnify you, oh God. Father, we magnify you. We magnify you, oh God. Father, you, oh my God, be ye magnified. Ha, glory. Ha, glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Woo, my God, my God. Ha, glory. Be glorified. There's an old worship song that we used to sing. Glory. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in this temple. Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified. See, when we glorify the Lord, when we magnify the Lord, when we bless the Lord, the Bible says, David said it like this, magnify the Lord, for he gets joy in our prosperity, okay? When we begin to magnify the Lord and tell him of his goodness, he begins to get joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And the Bible says that we overcome the enemy by the words, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the words of our what? Testimony. Come on now. So let's go here. Psalms 115. Now check this out. That way, when I say something, remember Psalms 115. And today, I'm not going to be before you long. I really just want to pray for you. But we're going to do it with clarity and understanding. Look at what it says. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. God created the earth for us, okay? Let me just say it like this. Heaven's not our final destination. Heaven is where we come into his presence and we make the exchange. But he gave the earth to us. Oh, come on now. Can I say? Is somebody with me today? If you're with me, someone type, it is so. Glory, 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 glory. Come on now. I want you to get this. Type, it is so. See, when you begin to activate this word in your life, now you're able, listen, now you're able to walk in the spirit realm with God. See, he says that he has given, let's just look at this phrase, the children of men. The children, the word children in Hebrew is the bane or the bane of God, which means sons, children, offspring, sons of God. Oh, there we go. Sons of God, sons of God. Are you getting this? See? And the ending of the phrase of men is sons of God of Adam. Because remember, God said, let us create Adam after our image and after our in our image and after our likeness. The word Adam means men, mankind, okay? Oh my gosh. So he gave us the earth to enjoy. So it's supposed to work for us, not the other way around. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Can you get this in your spirit now? Get this in your spirit, that things that you begin to speak and take authority over will begin to obey your voice. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Come on now. Is someone with me today? Oh, I hope you are. Oh my God, I'm trying to get this to somebody. Let me see here. Amen. The devil is a lie. Amen. So listen. Let's just go here and now see. So because we just finished with the Feast of Tabernacles, okay, and we're going to go here because this is where the Father said, come into my presence three times in the year. Now understand, God got the kingdom of God. We're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 16. We're probably going to end there for today. Amen. Deuteronomy 16. Let's see what it says right here. Deuteronomy 16. When you get there, someone type it. If so, come on, stay with me. It says in verse 16, three times in the year shall all mankind, all Adam, appear before the Lord. Not at the church, not at the temple. Okay, the buildings are the addresses that he says to come meet him. But they are not, okay? Let me just say it like this. He doesn't want us being focused on the building more than his presence. So come on now. Three times in a year shall all mankind appear before the Lord thy God in the place, here we go, that he shall choose. One, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is the Feast of Passover, okay? In the Feast of Tabernacles, in the Feast of Weeks, which is also called the Feast of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come. They were in one place with one accord. And then in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Here's the key. Whenever you come into the presence of God, bring an offering. Oh, come on now. Every man shall what? Give as he is able, according to the what? Blessing of the Lord. Why? Because he's already given you the blessing. So when you enter into his presence and you bring your offering, now you are activating that blessing that he has brought in your life. According to the blessing of the Lord, that which he hath, past tense, already given you. So listen, let's pray. I'm just going to pray for you. I want you to remember that the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. It says in Johnson in 3 John 2, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Okay? So when you give today, you're going to be giving according to the word. He says, every man shall give as he is able. So as I'm praying over you, all I'm going to do is I'm going to pray and dismiss. Listen, you can either sow into the ministry by using the PayPal or the Church Zelle, or you can sow the Taruma by using my Cash App, $Prophet MD Bryant. But listen, so right now, what is it that you believe in God for? He's here, and when two or more shall gather, when I come, I'm bringing God with me. God goes wherever I go. So, Father, I thank you. Father, you said, many are the plans of a man, but God has the final outcome. Father, you said that this season is our season of multiplied and abundant grace. 57:85. Father, you said that grace will much more abound. Father, first of all, we repent of any and all sins of omission and commission. We put every offense under the blood. Father, I declare and decree right now, Lord God, that as this prayer goes forth, Lord God, that Father, you are going to heal, save, and deliver. Father, I declare and decree right now, oh God, that this prayer, this supplication, this request is falling on your ears. And Father, you've already sent the answer. Father, you told Daniel, as soon as he set his heart to understand, the answer was sent. Father, we set our hearts to understand your kingdom, your purpose, your direction. Father, we declare and decree that we shall obey the direction of your voice. And Father, we show our glory. We show our belief by giving. Father, you said, give and it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father, I declare and decree that this will be the season that their cups runneth over. This will be the season that Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He maketh me to lie down. He leadeth me by still waters. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and my cup runneth over. Father, I declare and decree their cups are running over. Father, I speak right now. Overflowing cups, overflowing wealth, overflowing favor and grace, overflow. Father, I thank you that they have more money than month or year. Father, they have more than enough. Father, I thank you that El Shaddai is in operation, the God of more than enough. Father, I declare and decree that Jehovah Jireh is supplying all of their need. Father, I declare and decree that Jehovah Rapha is healing them, spirit, soul, body, and financially. Father, be ye healed. Woo! By your stripes, they're healed, oh God. Not only healed, but whole. Father, you said that the woman with the issue of blood, that her faith made her whole. Father, make us whole today. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing out of place, nothing out of joint. Shalom, perfect wholeness in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we'll be ever so careful. Now, Father, as they give, as the prophet and priest of this ministry, I speak the blessing of the Lord. Father, you said in Proverbs 10:22 that the blessing of the Lord shall make them rich and you would add no sorrow. Father, you said that you would give them double for the shame. So, Father, anything and everything that they went through last season, last year, the last 5 years, you said that this would be the season, whoo, that you would make the enemy recompense and give back seven times, according to Proverbs chapter 6. Father, I speak that the devil must give back sevenfold in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow morning. Be blessed because you are blessed.